Welcome to Gamercast, episode 125. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is episode 125, like Adam already said, for the 20th of July, 2008.
Ooh.
So not a lot happened this week, no. So we'll see you next week. Bye.
Yeah. There was something called E3, which stands for... It's for three E's. It stands for electronic, envelope... What was the other one? Engineering. So basically the whole conference was about engineering something. You have to be very careful here because we can't tell anyone. Emails.
What are you talking about?
Now, E3 was out with...
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yeah.
In Nub.
There was actually some guy was complaining about it. One of the high up CEOs of it, saying that it's not like it used to be and they were trying to push it.
Oh really? Grats? Grats on noticing that. Well
yeah,
done,
pushing
Mr.
in a direction that it just seems near. But yeah, I haven't looked at anything as yet. We've got a list of stuff that has been announced. I've got to sit down and go through all the videos because I was in Wales this weekend, so haven't had a net
good
connection.
Good excuse.
No net connection. Well, a good enough net connection for me to. Download some new apps for my iPhone.
Oh, really? So you can waste time doing that?
Yeah, because you push a button and it downloads onto your phone. I have this weird block thing where it's like connect the blocks and you move and they disappear. And this one where water drips out and bounces everywhere and you get these little tools. It's kind of like lemming sort of thing, but with water. And you bounce them around to try and get them to land in the pot. Weird water.
Nobody
physics.
Cares about your stupid iPhone and its stupid apps.
I do.
No, you don't. Right, a couple of letters.
Ooh, letters.
Catherine says she agrees with Bobman that there was a fair amount of crackle and breaks up in the recording of 122. Yep, we know that. What do you mean agree with Bobman? We said there was. It was we who said it. Or more accurately, me. When we stopped recording and I listened to it and realised, oh wow, this sounds crap. Right, so Catherine also says for episode 123, okay, first off, don't relate Drake's fortune to Nicolas Cage. I don't know, was that something you did?
Yeah, I was relating it to a film that Nicolas Cage was in, which is very much like Tomb Raider.
It's just a male Tomb Raider, and it's a great game. Best animation I've seen in ages. And with Heavenly Sword, you can't base it off the demo. The game is set out a lot differently than you'd think. It's worth getting. It was £15 the other day in game pre-owned. Not sure how much it is now, but I think it's a great game. You should get Ratchet and Clank for your PS3 as well, if you don't already. It's awesome. And Paul will be happy to hear there's a Predator-style gun in it. Oh, great. I'm not going to buy Ratchet and Clank because it's got a Predator-style gun.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, Catherine now says, my new phone is cool. Looking forward to seeing if you report everything interesting from E3 on your next show.
E3.
Yeah, because of course Catherine has a better phone than you. Haha. Uh-huh.
Here we go. Get out my emails. Get out my beating stick. My phone does this.
So does Catherine's. Yeah, Catherine's does that as well. Yeah, it already does that. Adam, seriously, it already does it. Okay?
Yeah, it's a lightsaber.
Yeah, we know. It was based on a Windows Mobile app, which is already out and written like ages ago.
Does
congratulations
it?
On like
so does
joining
the does the diamond have motion sensors?
Of course it does. Does it have motion? Of course it
You don't tell me these things.
You know, you get it out like you're trying to be cool, and it's just lame, dude.
I'll go home then.
Lame. Right, see you later.
For my lame Macintosh style phone.
How's it Macintosh style? The Macintosh is grey. That thing's like black and silk.
Because it's a winner.
No, it's just crap, dude.
That's right. So what are you wanting to go on about next?
Oh, we have to do a shout out to Mike, who came up with the new name for Sins of a Solar Empire. It is now officially known as Bins of a Solar Dustbin. Or is it Bins of a Solar Dustbin Man? I don't know, it's something like that.
Why? Is it just all of a sudden been crap?
Oh no, it's an awesome game, but we're making fun of the name. Because Sins of a Solar Empire is like, oh my god, that's too long. Solar Empire, it would have worked.
Speaking of things similar to...
Why do we need Jesus in there anyway?
Where's Jesus?
If I could think of one of the Ten Commandments now, I'd say it, but I can't think of any.
Sins of a Solar Empire. Using too much sun. Because they're solarized, powered. Meh.
Well, no. That I was going to say, like...
The Ten Commandments.
Give me a Ten Commandment. Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
That's what the game's about.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Or something like that.
I guess that's what they're up to.
You can't shag your neighbor's wife, but you can shag the one after it. Because she's not naturally your neighbor's wife. Oh, anyway. Speaking of things a little bit like Sins of the Solar Empire, kind of like spaceships going around, going from one solar system to a solar system.
Oh, just...
Been playing something similar. I'm now back on playing EVE Online. And loving it.
Dinadal's level 70. You didn't see me bragging. I've got epic gear.
Epic gear. With your epic mount. You got an epic flight mount yet? You got a flying mount?
I have an epic flying mount. It's just blue, that's all. But I can call it epic if I want.
I haven't got that far and just started to get back into the training and find my feet. Unfortunately, I left my character in a really awkward position.
Yeah.
When I finished...
You left him in the middle of the sun.
Well, no, he didn't have a gun. I got rid of the crappy one, wanting to buy another one, didn't have the ammo for it, and I've been trying to work out a new one, so I had to like take it apart, sell the parts separately. And
right, what are you talking about? EVE Online.
EVE Online.
EVE Online.
It's very cool. And the new expansion's out, so they've changed some of the storyline for the four different versions of humans.
Four different versions of humans.
Do you want to know what the storyline is, sort of like?
Why are there four different versions of humans?
So they're not versions, they're kind of like...
What are you, a racist?
Houses or whatever. Basically...
A house? Well, that's something different. That's, right. Don't say version then.
Right. Basically...
Select your house. House Atreides. House Arcona.
They kind of came up with...
House Ordos.
Quite interesting way of making humans be different on different planets. So basically
they ripped off Dune, right, okay.
The human race expands, goes out colonizing, corporations start taking over.
Oh, corporations.
It gets a little bit kind of nasty.
Your bourgeois capitalism, eh? Dune was medieval.
Right.
That's why it was good. It was the you know...
Then they find this...
The royalty,
wormhole.
The aristocracy. They're all fighting among themselves.
They find this wormhole.
Wormhole. Yeah, like they're going to find one of them anywhere soon.
Because they've expanded as far as they can get in the galaxy.
Uh-huh. They, bunch of nubs.
They
they're puny ships are useless.
Find Eve. They call the wormhole Eve.
That's a stupid name.
And
that takes
them to a new part of the universe, which they call New Eden. And they send colonists in.
Lame.
There. But not everybody goes in there straight. The corporations are doing it trying to take over all these planets, and they just shove all these colonists there, and they haven't really got everything working yet, and there's a few colonistic planets here, there and everywhere. And only a few of them can support life, but the rest of them are surviving on the atmospheric processes and stuff. And then the Eve wormhole collapses, cutting them completely off.
Uh-huh.
And the
nubs. They should have tested it before they started goofing around with it, shouldn't they?
So, because it was a natural phenomenon, it collapses, and those...
Gee, don't say that, dude. You're going to have the environmentalists email us. Natural phenomenon doesn't always collapse. Well, actually,
so
yeah, it will.
So because they're completely cut off by supplies, they're basically stranded on this planet. So only a few of them, only four of these planets manage
to develop epic power
to survive. And it's such a long... They basically end up taking a long time before they can ever invent space travel again.
Invent space travel again? What, did everyone lose their memory as well?
Well, no. No one who can make crafts were on the planet. It's just normal workers.
What, so they don't have the information in the databases or anything?
No, they were completely cut off.
What, they don't have a local cache?
Well, whatever. They were.
Let's use the cloud to store all that information. Oh no, we're cut off. We're back to the Stone Age now.
They were using Wii's. They never had a cloud.
The Wii's got a cloud.
No.
It's got that stupid voting thing you could do.
That just goes to a server. It's no cloud information, it's personal information. But anyway, they get cut off, is, and then they evolve, and then they eventually start getting into outer space. And that's the whole storyline. I'm just telling you what they invented. I'm not saying it was
right or wrong. In Azeroth, right, we have the humans hanging out on their crappy continent, and then the orcs came along. And then they had a big fight, and then that happened, and then the humans went over there, and then the dude went over there, and then the night elves went and beat up all the orcs, and then they found it, blah, 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 and so on.
Paul doesn't have an epic flying mount.
Shut up. Who here, which one of our listeners has an epic flying mount? Nobody, because it's outrageously expensive and I'm not wasting my money on it, when I could be wasting my money on epic quality gems to put in my gear.
New patch for WoW.
What about it?
The fact that now you can be level 30 and get a mount.
Oh, grats. Welcome to a couple of months ago when it was announced.
Yeah, no, but I...
But your nub is nearly level 30, isn't he?
No, I'm level 45.
You spent all that time grinding to 40 and now you can get them out at 30. You must be really annoyed. I'll tell you what, I'm really annoyed. All these nubs are running around with mounts now. They think they own the place.
Yeah, battlegrounds have changed because it means if you're a night elf or a tauren and you're a druid, having travel powers at level 30 doesn't give you an advantage anymore.
No. But who cares about battlegrounds in the 30s?
Okay, on with time for a bit of E3. First thing to announce at E3, which I thought was very interesting.
Boring.
EA had been trying to get their
hands... Hey, look, Adam's online.
I know I'm online, my computer's still on.
Sup, nub? When you get home, you're going to say, whoa, man, that's so epic.
E3 had been trying to get their hands on WoW for a while.
What?
Yeah, they were trying to get their hands on
World of Warcraft. E3 have been trying to get their hands on World of Warcraft.
Sorry. EA. Sorry. EA.
EA want to get their hands on everything. GTA, Blizzard, Activision, giant company.
Through another partner, and it's not working out how it wanted to.
So, oh, God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I just dropped monies.
So, they're going with another set of people to make another...
This game's going to be called EA Land.
Now, something of this subject matter already exists. So, some people are going to be happy, some people aren't.
Star Wars Galaxies.
Yes. They are going to be making a massive multiplayer game as a sequel to Knights of the Old Republic.
But it's public.
So, it'll probably be following in that time period of the...
Hey, Sharky189. Has just signed in. Yeah. Who the hell's that? That's probably Vengeance of Night or somebody retarded.
Yeah, so a sequel to Knights of the Old Republic but a massive multiplayer online. This is either going to be really good for Star Wars fans or this is just going to be a major flop.
Look, World of Warcraft, what's the point in having all these other things?
Exactly.
You know, Dinadal, he's level 70. He's got epic gear.
Right.
Shout out to Talaton, who's level 15 and not playing World of Warcraft anymore.
Do you know anything about this next one?
What next one? Oh yeah, GTA has been announced for Nintendo DS.
Cool.
That's all I know. Yeah.
I think we're just going on with the announces and anything else we know about them because we're just...
Well, the thing is, we can't spend 10 minutes on all of those things because we're going to be here all day.
Yeah.
So yeah, GTA is coming out on the Nintendo DS. I don't know when. I suppose what we could do now is like have a look. Ooh, I just banged my monitor and nearly knocked it over. Let's ask Google. Hello, Google. Can you tell me when GTA Nintendo DS... Right. Let's actually delete all the stuff, which is important. So this has been rumours since like March.
Mm-hmm. So it's been announced officially.
Blah 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 blah. I can't see the date on any of these releases. Stupid Google. It's not with it, is it?
Yeah, I think it's just been announced as definite.
GTA Chinatown Wars for the Nintendo DS. Cool. Blah 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 blah. But I don't see it.
Yeah, move on to the next one.
Yeah, this is something we actually know stuff about. Well, I do anyway.
We're just going for a brief overview of E3.
Well, yeah, because we're going to be here all day otherwise.
They've got the press conferences, so I want to go through and watch all the press conferences.
Oh, crap. I better check how much space we've got to upload the show, so then I know how short we've got to keep it.
Okay.
Carry on talking. Talk about the next item.
If you kept it on the screen, I would.
Well, you know what it is, don't you?
You've got a 24-inch widescreen. Put one in one corner and one in the other. Come on.
Sure. Not there.
No, not that corner.
Well, I don't have enough monitors. I need more monitors. Get me another monitor.
Look, you've got a massive piece of space.
28 meg. That's all we've got, dude.
Okay, right. New Xbox 360 dashboard and avatars. So, what's this about?
Haven't you seen... Oh man, dude!
I haven't powered my Xbox up in ages.
You have this thing called the internet, don't you? Yeah, but it's on my iPhone and it's really slow and shit, right?
I've been busy at work.
So yeah, there's a brand new Xbox 360 dashboard coming out. What I'm going to do right now is find the goddamn trailer for it to show Adam.
I've been busy because I've been at work all week and it's been a busy week.
Yeah, I've been busy all week as well. I'm flipping exhausted. I had to get up at 7 o'clock, like... 4 days this week. I don't go to bed till 4 o'clock because I've got all my other flipping work to do in the evening.
Fair enough, point taken.
Right, so yeah, new Xbox experience, blah blah blah.
Did you see that? The Halo recruit thing?
No, I don't care about that. In fact, I'm going to give my opinion on Halo Wars at some point. Yeah, we need to really hurry this up. So there's a brand new interface. I can't show you because I can't find where the E3 section's going on the stupid website because they've changed the goddamn website. Let's just click on that and see if it brings it up. Here we go, right. Featured video. Buffering. 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 I'm flipping you. Come on. Come on. Lame. Come on, get to the interface.
Imagine your favorite entertainment delivered through your Xbox.
Let's just pause it for a second so it can catch up with itself.
Before, while we're pausing it, the on the Xbox.
So this is the new interface now on this still. So you notice it's changed.
Kind of like more less blades and more.
Well, yeah, what you've got, these are the blades now. So this is your live blade. That's your game blade. It shows a disc in a tray. That's your games library. I think that's the media library in the settings back there.
It's 360.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. So now they're really going for the whole... Avatar.
Yep, they introduced the 3D avatars, which we, which on GamerCast reported they would probably do a couple months back.
Yeah.
Because I'm elite. Because
they're doing an avatar system for PS3 as well, but they can't be asked to build it themselves. It's actually being done through Homeworld. That's interesting.
Get your favorite entertainment experiences now. Only on Xbox 360.
Yeah, my music CD is the only work on an Xbox 360. Right. So that's funky. So they've completely redone the UI.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I like it.
I'm a little
It looks awfully plain. But I will tell you what. If they scrap all the adverts in the UI, I will support it. But if they don't, then, you know... It's too simplistic, you know. The blades, you've got it on the screen. Sure, there's loads of information on there which must be, like, really confused nubs. But all the information's there at a glance.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's like you've got these little pictures and you can scroll through them and like go left and right, and then you can go up and down. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it looks a bit weird.
I don't know, the 3D avatars is good. I mean, you know, obviously the Miis were a huge success for Nintendo, I think.
Yeah, and
so having your own little sort of 3D dude, and then making use of them in games as well. Like they showed what 1 vs 100 or whatever it's called on there, and it had everybody's avatars in that. So that's funky.
Yeah, because the Miis are being pushed a lot more, especially with Nintendo games, because if you play...
Because they're a good feature.
You play Mario Kart, you can actually play as your Mii if you want. Which I think is quite cool. But,
obviously, these are far superior because they're stored... You know, if you move to another Xbox, you download all your avatar with it, like your gamer pick, so...
Yeah.
Unlike the flipping Wii, where it's stuck on there unless you copy it to your stupid controller and then do that and then do that and then it's on there. It's like, ugh, why bother with that? So yeah, new interface on the Xbox. They haven't announced what I would have liked them to announce, which is a new hardware revision. So we'll have to keep waiting for that. They did, however, make one big announcement. Final Fantasy XIII is coming to Xbox 360.
As well as PS3.
Yep.
Ooh.
And the rumour mill is suggesting that Metal Gear Solid will be coming to Xbox 360 at some point.
I wouldn't be surprised that they're making a Metal Gear Solid 4 Substance, and that might be what comes out, because they've seemed to make a Substance version for every single one so far. So I am curious whether that's what it's going to
be. So that's Final Fantasy. It's no longer just getting a crappy, you know, Final Fantasy
PS3 that's going to
bring 11
out.
Or whatever it was. They're getting like the main, you
proper
know,
game.
The main Final Fantasy in the series, so that's cool. PS3 news, they're introducing a few features we've seen on the Xbox, such as being able to rent films and stuff over their online thing. That's an obvious move for Sony, considering they're a flipping film company.
Yeah. What I would like to see is, you know they're not going to do it, but it would be really cool with the fact that Sony own loads of films to make all the Sony films extremely cheap to rent or buy or something.
They're not going to do that. They're going to charge even more money.
Yeah.
This is quality Sony product.
Yeah. Where at that point, that would be the brilliant selling point to say, here, we'll just give you a database and you can just...
Well, Netflix is now supported on Xbox 360, so that's cool if you're like a Netflix subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't added it to Media Center, which I think they should do, but never mind. God of War 3 is coming out next year as well. Bit of Sony news there. 80GB PS3 as well. That's been announced. No backwards compatibility still, just a bigger
hard drive. Which, you know, for someone like myself who has a 40GB, no big deal, because you can plug any PC hard drive into the USB slot, or even remove the hard drive and exchange it for a larger one.
Meh. I mean, you know, storage on a console, do you really want your console to store everything?
Yeah, no, 40 gigs is fine with me.
20 gig for my Xbox, it's fine. Sure, it's full up, but that's only because it keeps automatically flipping downloading demos and stuff.
Mm.
But they're 60 gigabyte Xbox 360 will be making an appearance as well, probably to make more use of their like film rental stuff. Obviously, but I mean, honestly, you know, I don't really want to store a lot of stuff on a console. I want it on the PC, stream to a console.
Mm.
Because, you know, it makes sense to have it on the PC, because, you know, storage is cheap as hell on a PC. You know, you have to plug in your external drives because it's all internal. So that's cool. Resistance 2, a bit about that. Catherine says it's set in 1957, but it's like Art Deco style, which looks really out of place.
To be honest, that sentence there kind of makes me feel like it's going to...
It's going to suck.
It's going to remind me of too much of... what was it called?
Bio Monkey.
Yeah, Bioshock, which are making another one of those. I just could not get on with it. It's not my style. I think that's the problem. You can't knock it. It is really good, Bioshock, but that style was just so... No,
well, that's not what you said when it came out. You said you really liked the style. It was me who didn't like the style of it.
I like the style of the water and things like that, but it was just...
Yeah. Style of the war. So you like flashy water effects.
Yeah, at first it felt like we were going on a trip into Atlantis, and then when I realised what it actually was about...
Atlantis?
You know what I mean?
Dude, don't make
2,000 Leagues Under the Sea had that sort of feel at first.
2,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
But then it just kept having this kind of weird... And then as soon as the storyline portrayed itself out, I was just kind of like...
Meh.
That's like a lame version of Fallout with a bucket of water chucked over it. I'd much rather wait for Fallout 3, to be honest.
Good way to summarise. Right, Wolfenstein trailer as well. Have you seen this?
Ooh.
New Wolfenstein game. Let's just quickly bring up YouTube. Or as we say on Gamercast, you nub.
You nub. Wolfenstein. You're nubbing, nubbing, nub. Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah, let's put this on. Everyone likes Wolfenstein 3D.
Ooh, look at those graphics. Shoot the Nazi.
Okay, that's really nice. Let's actually find what we're looking for now. Uploaded this week.
E3 trailer?
Yeah, this isn't very long. Gives you a quick idea, though. So it looks a bit like the last one. Return of Castle Wolfenstein, or whatever it was called. But this one's just going to be called Wolfenstein. So yeah, meh. Remake of Return to Castle Wolfenstein, basically. Whoopie-doo-dah.
Okay.
Might be good gameplay-wise, but I mean, it's not high on my list, which is, you know, really sad for me, because, you know, Wolfenstein was a game I grew up with.
Yeah.
Everyone likes hearing the Nazi party anthem when you start a game up. It's just good. Right, Dead Rising is will be making an appearance on the Wii.
Now, I wonder if this is Dead Rising, the original game, or the new sequel will be on the Wii as well. Because I know that they are in production of a new Dead Rising, so... Okay.
All I know is it's going to look bad.
Yeah, if it's just Dead Rising that's been played around with to have the Wii remote controls.
Dead Rising Zombie Sacrifice. Oh, says it's going to be a port.
Oh.
Okay, fair enough. It's going to be crap.
But then if you are a Wii player only, and that is the only console, and you don't have an Xbox 360, then I probably would definitely say recommend you this game, because the one version on the Xbox 360 was very good and well worth getting your hands on.
Yeah, 360 one was good. Wii version, you know, if you've got a Wii, this might be good. It might not.
Yeah, depends on the port.
Other Wii news: Animal Crossing will be coming to the Wii.
Cool. Animal Crossing, very popular game for Nintendo fans.
Yeah, it's a new Wii Sports game coming out as well.
Yep, Wii Sports 2.
And Wii Music.
Which has been an absolute gem as far as people have been concerned for the Wii console. And unfortunately was announced as just a demo for showing off what the Wii can do. And so many people were disappointed that the whole orchestra and the drum kit and everything like that was never brought out. So I think they realised that people wanted it. I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, no. So anyway, you were saying about Wii Music and how people were really disappointed that it didn't come out.
Yeah.
Because it was like featured in all the, you know, the Wii pre-release videos.
Having,
you have the stupid orchestra and the nub on the sofa with his two Wiimotes.
And the drums.
Yeah, you had all that. But I mean, it's not that I don't think Nintendo weren't planning on releasing it. I just think Nintendo just didn't have the resources to develop it. Mm.
The possibilities for it are unbelievable, because one thing that I really do like is the fact that they use the Wii remote as a port across to the guitar over, because you put the Wii remote inside the guitar in Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, great.
So to show that you could maybe make Nintendo could do something where you have... You buy a guitar or something, you plug your Wii remote
in
it.
You buy a drumstick and you put the Wiimote...
Use two Wii remotes as drumsticks... Attach something and use a Wii remote as a microphone and stuff.
So that's cool.
That would be quite cool, but yeah. Wii Music. Wii Sports 2, that'll be quite cool for pushing out a bit more, because I must admit...
Wii Sports was one of the key... The fact it was bundled with it, you know, it's... for a long time, it was really the best Wii game there was.
And it was screaming everything that they said on the box that the Wii can do. It pushed all the elements of what the Wii Remote will do, and also the type of game it is. This is the game that you can play with your uncle when he comes over for Christmas. Your mum can have a great... My mum's played Wii Sports loads. I must admit, I think I am too much of a gamer to be able to...
Stand it.
Play it too much. It doesn't have enough for me. And I have to be... It's probably one of the few games... Having a Wii console is the only thing I could have to play with people who weren't gamers. Where if I have friends who are gamers, we'll be quite happy to play Skate on the Xbox 360 or a bit of Halo 3 or...
Skate, dude!
You love Skate. But you know what I mean? You got to be something that, you know, you're not afraid of holding a games controller. You understand what the buttons do and things like that. So I think it was a great... thing, and I think a lot of people will love to have Wii Sports 2.
Yep, new Zelda and Mario games are in production.
Yeah, as can be imagined.
I've got Mag on PS3 listed here, whatever that is. Who knows, right?
I'll have to ask Catherine on that one.
Do you want to say anything about Zelda and Mario games? Other than, well, we're so shocked they're bringing another one out.
It was already announced that Zelda would be coming out in the second one because... production of the sequel to sequel, not as in storyline, but actual the next Legend of Zelda after Wind Waker was so long in production from the GameCube success to failure, well not failure but being ran down, that they pushed it onwards to be a release title, and yeah, they basically
ported the Zelda from the GameCube to the Wii, and so you know, they could have probably made much better use of the Wii's features.
Yeah,
so that's what they're doing now, ground up for the Wii.
Yeah, so if they hadn't have done that and they'd managed to get Twilight Princess out on the GameCube on time before the Wii came out, then you wouldn't have had a Legend of Zelda Wii game. This would be your first one, and this is how long you would have had to have waited. So I think it's quite good on that concept.
Fable 2 is finished.
Cool. So gone to gold?
Yep, it's done, out the door. So they're going to chuck that out whenever it is, September. It's either finished or like just 2 weeks away from being finished. There's a Banjo-Kazooie trailer.
Sweet.
Do you want to have a look at that?
Never a fan of Banjo-Kazooie.
Do you want to have a look at it anyway?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it yet, so let's just stick that in there. That's years ago. Yeah, it's not this week.
E3 one. Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts.
Too much like Ratchet and Clank.
Weird looking cow.
Weird looking house.
Okay. Nice stylistic style to it.
Yeah, so that one looks good. Let's just fast forward a bit.
Environments look incredibly large.
Well, it's Xbox 360, isn't it?
Now, with a little creativity and a bit of skill, they just might make it. To the top.
So it looks like you have the ability to just build anything out of anything.
Yes, that looks fun.
Rare back to their little tactics as usual.
Well, I'd still rather than work on Viva Pinata, which they're doing as well. So, Mirror's Edge trailer. What the hell's Mirror's Edge? Oh, that's something from Square, isn't it? Mirror's Edge.
I think so.
Just quickly shove this in and see what comes up. EA publishing it.
Okay. Looks like very cel-shaded anime style.
Oh, dice. That's funny, because I thought I saw it in the Microsoft thing just before the Final Fantasy one. Oh, so this isn't what I thought it was.
this is gameplay. This is going to be great.
Oh, come on. It's so unrealistic. They'd be knackered by now. Unrealistic, mate.
Very much like free running.
Come on, fall off. Fall off, come on. So yeah, that looks good as fast forward a bit. Oh, now we've got guns in it.
Japanese anime style.
Yeah, that isn't what I thought it was.
But
it looks kind of interesting.
Looks good. First person style free running.
Oh, Red Alert 3.
Red Alert 3.
Have you seen the new stuff about Red Alert?
Nope.
Well, they've announced another faction in it.
Okay.
Do you want to have a look?
This? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Okay, let's Red Alert 3 trigger. E3. I've got a few opinions about this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Strong opinions about it. When is YouTube going to support widescreen? For God's sake. Look, it's all squashed.
While the Allies and the Soviets battled among themselves, we patiently waited, watched, and secretly constructed an unstoppable military machine.
Yeah, Kenku Taragi.
To unleash the full power of the Empire of the Rising Sun.
Cheers. Japan with mechs. Okay. Transforming into fighters.
Yeah, so it looks good. You know, it's using the same engine as Command & Conquer 3. I'm not very impressed with the graphics on it though. And all the Japanese units they're showing seem to be, you know, robot, what? Humanoid, mech dudes.
Yeah.
Apart from the aircraft, which they're going to show in a second. Which I'm sure transform into people as well. Oh no, maybe not.
Okay.
Oh, but they can go underwater.
I suppose he's trying to push a different element to it. They don't want to repeat themselves.
Oh, so that's a regular looking tank. But yeah, I mean, introducing Japan as a faction in Red Alert. Come on. Japan just collapsed when the Red Army invaded. Let's not even go there.
Okay. Wii Motion
Plus. Hang on. Oh. So yeah, graphically it looks bad. I mean, I don't know what the deal with this trailer is, if it's like some really bad version build of the game, and the only thing they could get it stable was to turn off all the effects. But it looks really bad.
Mm. It just
looks Tiberian Sun. It looks even more cheesy and over the top and corny. I mean, come on, Japan.
It's EA.
Okay, granted, it was a bit of a stalemate between Russia and Japan back in the 1905, but, you know, the Red Army does not yield to Japan.
Okay, next one's got me interested.
The whole of Manchuria just collapsed under the weight of the Red Army.
Alright, next one is Wii Motion Plus. Curious.
So yeah, I'm not happy with Red Alert 3.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the fact they link the USSR out to be this cheesy bunch of freaks, and how they make Japan out to be a bunch of Kenku Taragi people
steroids.
Trying to dream up mechs. I mean, let's have it realistic, yeah? Can we have a realistic Red Alert game? You know, without these stupid bears and dolphins and armoured airships, which are the most powerful unit in the game. An airship, slow as hell, and all you have to do is fire a little match at it and it blows up. Oh, God, come on. EA, sort yourselves out. Although Frank, what's his name? Klepacki is doing the soundtrack again. So that's cool, because Hell March was quite good, and the Command & Conquer 1 and Red Alert soundtracks are good, which he did, so, you know. Tsunami tank. What a stupid name for a tank.
Right, we're going to go to the next one?
Yeah, Wii Motion Plus.
I don't know, copy and paste.
Okay, let's see what. We're not going to ask Google, because we're now officially against Google. we're going to ask live search. But we're not going to ask it, we're just going to type it in. Oh, it shows Amazon. That's helpful in game.
Yeah.
Here we go, we're sending it out. Family here in the, I don't know what that is. Okay, let's just use Google.
Yep, breaking news, we motion plus. Nintendo introduces
an accessory for the Wii remote.
It looks like
it's this little box thing which attaches to the bottom of the Wiimote, and it will more accurately trace motions in 3D space. So basically, they're fixing the Wiimotes.
About time. Yeah, so.
Well, increasing the resolution of the movement, that's, you know.
I suppose they're pushing the technology.
It's just a shame now it's going to cost £35 for the Wiimote, £18 for the nunchuck, and no doubt £15 for this little thing as well.
Yeah.
It gets really expensive when you're trying to do four player.
Yeah.
And who knows, I mean, I don't imagine they're going to include this with Wii's in the future.
Three-dimensional space, every slight movement of the player, one's in response. The Wii Motion accessory will kind of confirm the making games intuitive, more accessible. So yeah, it all depends. Is it going to make them better, or is it for only Wii Motion Plus games? So if developer hasn't put it in, it won't work with it. So it probably only work with the Nintendo ones until the developers catch up. Or it,
man, well, if a developer wants to more, you know, track,
if they're not getting
the Wiimote in high resolution,
they've got what they want to do and they can't achieve it properly, and they think their game's going to be worse. Perfect example: Steel Dawn. What our perception was of Steel Dawn was going to be like, and then what it actually was, they were very
Steel Dawn.
That's a film. Red Steel.
Red Steel.
Red Steel. Sorry, Steel Dawn is a film with Patrick Swayze in that I watched when I was a kid. Good film there.
Jumps in there, man.
Yeah. Red Steel, yeah, it wasn't what you were expecting. So, I wouldn't be surprised. Something like this would make games like that even better. Next one, I'm sure you want
to. So basically, they're making the Wiimote better.
Yeah.
Why didn't it just release a new and improved Wiimote with this thing built in? Who knows?
Yeah.
Next up, news-wise, Gears of War 2 is now confirmed to have 5-player cooperative. Yes, and I did check 5. It isn't 4. This isn't a typo. It's 5-player cooperative.
Which means that this is not 5-player cooperative in split-screen. This is 5-player cooperative online only, isn't it? Unless you've got a system...
Not necessarily. You could do 2-player cooperative.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And use split-screen.
But the 5-player is not going to be on that console.
Well, you're not going to fit 5 people on one console because it only supports four controllers.
That's what I was thinking.
Silly boy. So that's interesting. It'll be good because everyone liked the Gears of War co-op. Mm. So, you know, if we could get, you know, more than 2 of us to do it, that's interesting.
Definitely.
Catherine still needs to do Halo 3 co-op with me. She said she'd do it when she finishes the game. I don't see much progress in the last 6 months to finishing it. Right, so that's cool. What else was I going to talk about? I knew I should have written it down. Nuts. Oh, Halo Wars.
Yes, you wanted to gripe about Halo Wars.
Yeah, let's just. I'll just show you the some of the new footage they've released for Halo Wars. Halo Wars gameplay. So do you remember the last, you know, Halo Wars trailer?
Mm.
It looked actually quite good, didn't it?
Yeah, reasonably. Yeah.
This new footage is. Oh God! It looks crap. This is like they've taken off all the.
Because it's on Xbox 360, isn't it?
It was always going to be on Xbox 360.
But it's just not got that.
It doesn't have anything. There's no like lighting or fancy effects. It's just stale. The units look boring. Give me an order. All units, locate the local units. Locate
going.
You know, I always said that getting Ensemble to do it was probably going to be a bad idea.
Mm.
They should have just not bothered.
Captain's report. This is the actual trailer. 531. 5 years. 5 long years.
That's how long it took us to get Harvest back.
Go, go, go! So yeah, this trailer looks good.
Mm. That looks quite good, actually.
At first it was going well. Then setback after setback. Loss after loss.
Ooh, an elite with two blades.
Made what was going to be a quick and decisive win. Into 5 years of hell.
So yeah, that trailer, it's good. It fits in well with the other, you know, Halo trailers, but when you watch the gameplay, it's like, ugh.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know what they've done, but it really looks bad compared to what they released last year. You know, I'd imagine if it actually did look better than that, they wouldn't want to release that footage. Mm. They would just hold it and not release it if, you know, the current build they've got looks that bad. So yeah, a bit disappointed with Halo Wars.
Never mind.
Right, so what do you want to talk about? Your reviews.
Yes. Excuse the squeak, I had to stretch. Got some new software on my iPhone.
Boring.
Got this thing called Aurora Valiant, which one of my mates had on Torrent, some sort of downloadable game you could get.
Hang on a minute, did you have to pay for the 2.0 software update?
No. That's kind of like a puzzle game where you've got these blocks and they're slowly filling up and you've got to slide them around with your finger to make them match up and make them disappear. But you can also rearrange how they're sitting on the screen by the fact that you can rotate the phone in any direction and they fall that way. And I got this one called Igimo. I think that's how you say it.
I can't read your crappy iPhone font. Yeah, Enigmo.
Igmo.
I guess it's like Enigma, only Enigmo.
And that one is this weird physics thing where you've got water dripping out and you have these.
So, can I actually see some of these?
Yeah.
So I can actually comment on how crap they are?
Right, so this is Enigmo.
Bit slow to load, isn't it?
And let's go to.
No, I don't like the UI. Oh god, I'm really done like that.
So you've got all these structure and then it's constantly dripping water. So
what's going on?
So you get this drum and you shoot them over and these are unlocking this next bit. You've got, I'm not doing it properly, but you can rearrange where everything's going.
Can you zoom out anymore? That's better.
So it's got this physics in here. I'm not doing it properly because this is a hard level. I'm still confused on this one. But you have lots of different things, like this particular one. When you put it, water goes inside it. It speeds up the water. Let me zoom in.
So what's the objective of this game?
The objective of the game is to get the water flowing out of one to land in the other. So you've got to use it as a puzzle to get the water around.
All right.
And to fill up the other container. And on this one, as you're getting it round, I've got to make sure the water goes through all of those circles to undo all of these force fields. And also hit that button to get the water in there. But if I hit that button, the water will come out of here. And I've got to get that water into that one and fill both of those up to 40 drops. At the same time, if you stop one and the other, it water drops will start filling out, and then it's done like that. So that one's quite good. I like a nice puzzle game, simple to play. Another one I got was Othello. I had this on the Game Boy when I was a kid, and I loved playing the Japanese game.
Oh, that stupid game. Get that off the screen.
And
I
then
just hate stupid games like that.
This is Aurora, and it's supposedly based off...
this one really takes a long time to load, doesn't it?
It even says it takes 30 seconds to load. And this is the game I'm playing at the
moment. How does it take 30 seconds to fill up its goddamn crappy 128 megs of RAM?
So this one, you can move them around, but... Ah, so I've actually got somewhere. So I've leveled up my character and I can pick some more things and stuff. So it's kind of like an RPG style character, but you're playing this.
You're playing game. Something like Tetris or Columns.
Yeah.
Right.
My mate had it on the PC, and I'm still getting into it. I haven't got
RPG Tetris.
Yes.
Can you get? Well, since you wanted to bring up that piece of crap, I'm now going to talk about how much of a disaster Mobile Me has been, because I know you were planning on actually getting this bollocks, weren't
you? You've already done this, haven't you?
No, this is new. I've got new stuff to talk
more,
about now.
More stuff that's rubbish about it. Okay.
Yeah, last time I just talked about how it wasn't available.
Okay.
Now it's dropped all exchange support. When I say, you know, Apple promoted it as being exchange for everybody else.
Yes, because he just pushed...
It's lost all push capabilities. They're gone.
Really? They haven't got any...
They're gone. They're gone from the website. They're not gone from the device until a new update comes down. They're going to change push to automatic sync. And all their sales people were given a memo to not compare it to exchange. So it looks like Apple are collapsing under their own lack of engineering ability.
Well, that's going to cost them. That is seriously going to cost them.
Too late. They've released the phone. People said, yeah, this is good. I want exchange support. They buy the phone.
Then they buy the,
you know, that's, what is it? How much? Let me work it out in the US. $70 a month times 18. Oh, God, that can be right. $1,000 for the phone. Well, whatever it is in the US, you know, it's an obscene amount of money to get it because you're stuck on a crappy AT&T contract. And, you know, somebody goes out, buys that. They buy Mobile Me, and now Apple suddenly announce, oh, sorry, it doesn't do that anymore. And the thing is, nobody's taken Apple to task on this. You know, if Microsoft released Exchange Server...
And it didn't do what
it... And it didn't do what it said on the box...
Oh, my God.
Well, hell would break loose across the intertubes.
I imagine not enough people have bought Mobile Me to make enough complaint on it.
Well, it's not that. The Apple fan base just... it don't matter. Say what? It don't matter. With automatic push. Okay, it might take me 20 minutes to get it to my other device when it decides to sync next. But yeah, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I like the idea of what it was before, but...
The thing is, Apple cannot deliver it. Because, you know, I said all the stuff... Well, I showed you the website, didn't I? Mm. Internet Explorer 7. Sure, this isn't supported, blah, blah, blah. Use Firefox or Safari. You know it can sync your favorites. It doesn't sync your favorites in Firefox. It only supports Safari and Internet Explorer to sync your favorites. So it's like, oh, what a joke. And even if you don't have Mobile Me, it puts a stupid icon in the control panel for it. If you just, like, install iTunes or whatever, it puts an icon in the control panel for Mobile Me. It's like they're forcing people to, you know, just... Nobody get it. It's a waste of money. It's like .Mac. It's a big flop. All the promises they made about it, you know, it's gone. At least Hotmail has flipping push support. You know, if you've got a device which supports Windows Live, like a Windows mobile phone or a BlackBerry or whatever, you've got push email with Hotmail. Free. Yeah. You don't have calendar support, I don't think. But that's coming when they release the new calendar version. So yeah, Mobile Me, big flop. Apple collapsing under their own weight. They need to hire some engineers and less marketing people. Mm. And Steve Jobs, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's half-baked, half-finished. It was released late. The website was unavailable for 2 days. And now it's missing all its features. And Apple are having to backtrack on everything they've said. I mean, honestly, surely two, 3 weeks ago when they announced all this... Well, it was about a month ago, wasn't it? Mm. Or maybe even No, it's about a month ago. It was June, wasn't it? Mm. When Apple announced all this, surely with 4 weeks to go, they knew that they were not going to have to push email. Surely their engineer said, "Hang on, this is definitely not going to be ready in time for 4 weeks." You know, but they still do it. Why? To generate all the hype? Because now it's in the public conscious that Mobile Me has push support when it doesn't.
All they need to do is just change the website and actually... Because there was,
what we need to do is...
There was nothing saying it was coming out of the 11th.
Look,
it was
push
just,
email support.
It wasn't...
I'm being informed my server's running low on space. That's push, man. I came down instantly.
It wasn't 100% coming out with the on the same time as the phone. When I looked, it wasn't... At first, they weren't pushing it 100% coming out at the same time. Because they probably knew it was going to be a little bit late. If they knew they had this many problems, they should have said coming soon and just kept it like that and kept people asking when, and they were just like, well, we're still working on it. It's not a definite be out with the phone. We're still having some issues and some dev problems, and left it alone and not released it in that sort of situation and then recalled back what was written on the box.
What's Apple for you? Their marketing department runs the company instead of their engineers. Their marketing says, yeah, do all this, do that. And the engineers, like the five guys they've got in there trying to build this thing, are like, no way, man, this isn't going to be finishing time. But another thing that really annoys me is, so you know, obviously using push email runs the battery down because you're maintaining a constant connection to a server.
Yeah.
All the Apple fanboys are now blaming Microsoft for the iPhone's crappy battery. It's Microsoft's fault. It's Microsoft's fault. Your iPhone has crappy battery life. It's like... How twisted are these people? It's like they have no clue.
Why has that got crappy battery life? You mean
well, when you have push email on through Exchange or whatever, it will run the battery down, obviously.
Right.
You know, you're cut... On like my phone, for example, it probably cuts my battery. I mean, I need to charge it like every 2 or 3 days. But it cuts the battery maybe 10, 20% if I have push on all the time.
Yeah.
iPhone, it cuts it by like 50%, and somehow that's Microsoft's fault.
It's
Apple who have obviously done the crappy flipping.
I'm quite happy with
charging it every 2 minutes, right? Yeah.
I'm quite happy with the 15-minute delay on emails.
But yeah, I mean, if they're trying to sell it to businesses, and you know you're on your way to a meeting and somebody's sending you an email, you need that email straight away if the meeting's been cancelled. You can't wait 15 minutes and turn up at the meeting. So for businesses, push email is really critical, and for me, who likes to get it straight away. So I've now redirected about half my mail through that server in there, and like my whole map of how my email works is even more complicated.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, so Apple fanboys blaming Microsoft, even though it's nothing to do with Microsoft. Apple failing to make MobileMe anything what it was supposed to be. Oh, what else? If you've got an iPhone, there's no way to sync Calendar to it if you've got Windows without paying more money. You have to pay at least $100 to sync Calendar to an iPhone now on Windows. Because it only supports Outlook, $110, or MobileMe, $100 a year. You've got a phone and you can't sync Calendar to it. What plan? You know, unless you buy Outlook, which for many people is over the top.
Oh right, yeah. Sorry, I was Calendar. What? You mean the thing that comes with
a calendar? You know, Calendar. One of those.
Okay.
You cannot sync a calendar to the iPhone unless it's through Outlook or MobileMe.
Do you have a calendar other than Outlook?
Of course you do. You've got the calendar program built into Windows. You've got Gmail calendar, you know, the live calendar.
Yeah.
Okay. All these web calendars which you can't do anything with.
I don't have that.
But if you've got a calendar on Google...
Yeah, I didn't... The thought just would pop into my head because I have Outlook.
Well, yeah, that's good because you've obviously warehoused it, but, you know, for normal people, they buy an iPhone and, oh, look, Outlook. I need Outlook. That's great. They look on Amazon. Oh, $110. Oh, or I have to use MobileMe, which doesn't fucking work. Oh, so, yeah, Apple suck. It's good. Apple suck. Yeah, there was some guy came in the store today, said, have you got any flight simulators for the Macintosh? I said, yeah. Install Windows, and here's a copy of Flight Simulator 10. No.
What did he say?
I don't know. I just ignored him at that point. He said, oh, Windows. It's like, shut up. So yeah, are there any flight simulators for the Mac? Wait, let me rephrase that. Are there any good flight simulators for the Mac? Because I'm sure there's some crappy one with a solid green horizon. It's like, oh, why do people, you know, it's like they're on planet crackpot.
Fair enough.
So yeah, all in all, I don't have a lot positive to come out of this week. Everything I've seen at E3 is like meh or sucks.
Fable 2?
Meh. Fable 2, yeah, good. When it comes out. I'm not going to get excited over it before it's out. So yeah.
Fair enough.
Catherine's got a better phone than you. And me. And O2 still have no clue when they're going to be stocking the diamond. Although apparently it's going to be called the XDA Magneto or Ignito or Ignito or something stupid like that. Why not just call it the diamond like everybody else? XDA Diamond. It sounds fine. You don't need to call it the Ignite whatever.
You're going to have a Magneto.
Well, yeah, the rumour is it's coming out on the 12th of August on O2, but that's just rumour.
Better start saving your pennies.
What for? I'm not getting a diamond, I'm getting a Touch Pro. Or as O2 would call it, the XDA Monkey Man.
The Wolverine.
But man, this is like the biggest show notes ever.
Yeah.
Well, in the last couple of years anyway. So yeah, we want to ask our listeners, what is Mag on PS3? Because it's on here, but I don't know what it is. And it's a PS3 game, so I really can't be bothered to look at it.
Okay.
Okay, well, hey, so feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, you can leave it on the blog at gamercast.net. Or you can post on the forums at portalforums.net. You can dig us by going to our website and the things there. You can subscribe to us on iLame and like any other normal application. Links are all on there. You can listen to us on the Zoom. You can listen to us on your Xbox 360 by downloading it and put it on your computer and streaming it. And, you know, yeah. More importantly, though, you can tell your friends to listen to our epic podcast.
Epic.
Yeah, I was actually looking for a new domain name to buy. Because the Smirnoff.net, you say somebody, my email is, you know, paul@smirnoff.net. And they're like, it's like, ugh. So I need something easy to spell. I'm thinking like abcdefg.com. But that's probably taken, so. I need a domain name which people can actually spell. Because they're nubs and they don't know how to spell stuff. You know, so it's not hard. The Smirnoff, it's spell as it sounds.
I'm sure you'll come up with something epic.
I was actually looking for domains with epic in, but epic.com is taken. Otherwise, I would get it. How dare these people have epic.com? Surely I'm more worthy to have epic.com than these nubs. Look at these people. Their Signal IP blog and their USB IP blog.
Where's the Epic?
Yeah, where is the Epic?
What about epic.co.uk?
Oh god.
What about epic.net?
We're going to stumble on one of these and it's going to be really bad.
No Epic.
Okay, now I'm checking that out. Because I don't want one of our listeners to nick it before I do.
Yeah, we're not live, so it's not mad. So before you get in here, if it's good, Paul may have it.
It's got to be gone, surely. Nah, they're all taken, aren't they? It's just nobody's got a website on there.
Epic me.
Ooh, epic.d.com is available. But those domains are really expensive. So yeah, I need, you know, having a name like Paul Smith, it's like all the domains are gone. I'll bet Adam Clough is available. Which I'm sure Bobman's gonna steal now. Adam Clough. .co.uk. Com is taken, but .co.uk is available. Watch this. I'll show you, like, epic lures.
Yeah, but Smith is quite a popular name.
Oh my god, UK.com is available. But why would I want such a dodgy-sounding domain name? Now that'll confuse people having that on there.
PaulSmith.app.
I might want it later on. Well, you'd say, what's your email address? Paul@PaulSmith.app. And they're like, what?
Well, I confuse people all the time.
Your stupid email address with www dot in front of it.
Yeah, I was quite surprised it actually accepted it.
Dude, change it. Honestly, change it. You can get all your Gmail stuff to forward to a different Gmail account. please God, change it. Whenever I see it in my inbox, I'm like, no, that isn't right.
Do you know? It just comes up with Adam Clough in there.
Well, I have to read it in here. And get rid of the stupid Google Mail address and just have Gmail, please.
You can't choose it. You just end up with what? Google Mail. I wanted Gmail. That was supposed to be ending in Adam's email at Gmail. I wanted it to say Adam's email at Gmail, but it didn't. It's at Adam's email at Google Mail, and I was like, blah, 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 blah. Fair enough, I'll have it.
No, I've got a Gmail account. I know other people in the UK with Gmail accounts.
Yeah, I think it's like something. Sarah's was a Gmail, but now they're just.
I can give you labourforyouever.org.uk if you want and host that on Gmail for you.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, fine. What about portalforms.net hosted on Hotmail? 5 gigs.
Oh, alright.
Okay, you're lost. Yeah, everybody else, you can get a free portalforms.net email address by going to portalforms.net and having a look for the thread where I talk about it.
Cool.
And then you can sign up.
Sweet.
Terms and conditions apply. Right, we're going to be back next Sunday, I take it?
Yes.
Okay, back next Sunday, which is the 27th. And we'll probably talk about a few more of these E3 items and delve into a bit more detail.
Yeah.
And hopefully this flipping episode will be less than 28 megabytes, or else I'm going to have to reduce the quality of it. Yeah, let's pay some other company to host.
Should we shut up so we can...
No, wait, man, we've got to keep talking so it's over it, so I can go, no!
We shall see you guys next week.